This week, 9 students with significant disabilities took part in a graduation ceremony at Kari Sue Hamilton School in Riverton. It was a time of celebration and anxiety about what lies ahead. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Friends and family packed the lobby at Kari Sue, cheering on the students sitting up front on stage, each wearing a cap and gown. The actual name for the ceremony is a transition exercise, and that word, transition, was on the minds of each of the parents in attendance.
You know, it's really scary. I've been scared about this time, this transition time, for a long, long time.
This is Amy Polson, and her daughter Shayla was one of the students receiving a certificate. Shayla is nonverbal and in a wheelchair. Amy says the staff and services at Kari Sue could not have been better.
Any kind of change for these kids is so huge. So when they have change, it's really difficult on them. But I think it's equally difficult on us as parents.
Shayla and her peers are older than typical public school graduates. They each have a mix of intellectual and communication disabilities, which means they qualified for special education services up until the age of 22.
So at our school, we have kids from age 5 to 22. We're the only school in the district that has students for 17 years. So we really get to know our students and their families really well.
Rita Bullion is the principal at Kari Sue. She says she and her staff do their best to prepare these students and their parents for the next step.
We're fortunate to live in the Salt Lake Valley where there are a lot of choices. So there's a lot of day programs that kids can go to. But there's also a federal initiative, a real big push to have kids be considered for jobs.
Bullion says one of their students was just offered a job, working a few hours a week at a local pizza place. But the vast majority of these graduates will move on to day programs to help them integrate into the community. Although Bullion says these programs are not the same as school. They often have less resources and less activities. But she hopes these students have the skills and the support to make it work. Lee Hale, KUER News.